As you can tell by the turn signal clicking that I'm in my car once again, this is episode 70 of Ron's Update. This is going to be my third run since the half marathon. I'm going to do another trail run. I ran 4 miles on the trail the Thursday after the half, ran 5 miles with Laura around Stone Mountain on the pavement on last Sunday, and now I'm going to do another trail run of undetermined distance. I'm just going to go out and run and see how I feel and see if my calf is feeling better. I know my plantar fasciitis is still going to be hurting because it hurts when I walk, but I'm trying to stretch and do various things like that to help it out. I haven't iced it. That's what I need to do. So maybe what I'll do is after I do my trail run today, I'll come home and ice my foot and heel for a little while. And maybe take an ibuprofen. I really haven't been taking a whole lot of stuff like that lately. Been trying to stay away from it. No particular reason, because that stuff has never seemed to bother me as far as stomach issues or anything like that. Anyway, what can we talk about? It's been pretty busy at the golf course. I've been working pretty close to 4 days a week here lately for some reason. We've had a lot of tournaments because of the fall. I guess a lot of golfers like to play golf when the temperatures drop down where it's reasonable so you don't melt into a puddle of goo while you're playing on a hot summer day. When it's starting to turn fall and it's a little bit cooler, the temperatures are much better and people like to come out and play golf. So been pretty busy doing that, and I usually get off around 1:30 in the afternoon because I work early in the morning and come to work early and get off around 1:30. So I have plenty of time to run. It's just that I've been on this recovery mode for my foot and my calf, and it getting kind of antsy, you know, when you're used to running more. I've never been an everyday runner, but I probably could say I average running at least every other day over a period of time. And when you skip, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, then it starts getting to you. So I think my training for, let me back up here. I believe I'm going to be running the half marathon in Jacksonville that's associated with the 26.2 with Donna. I'm not doing the marathon because, as you know, I've retired from marathons, but I'm going to be doing the half. And I think my phone's ringing. That phone call screwed up my train of thought, so I never did get back to finishing my recording. So what is next is the day after I did my trail run at Stone Mountain. I have already locked on to another half marathon that I'm going to start training for on about the 30th of October. Today's, 13th. Today's the 13th of October. And on the 30th, I'm going to start my new half marathon training program to run the half marathon that's associated with the Run 26.2 with Donna in Jacksonville, Florida. And between now and then, I'm running a couple of days a week. just testing out my plantar fasciitis and seeing how my calf's doing. On yesterday afternoon, I went out to Stone Mountain and ran 4 miles on the trail out there, and my calf was just fine. I didn't feel any pain whatsoever in my calf. My left heel did hurt after about 3 miles. I'm sure that it was tender before that, but it started hurting about 3 miles, where I felt like that if I didn't watch out, I would end up changing my stride. So I made a conscious effort to just go ahead and run the same way, even though it was starting to hurt. And I hopefully can get better by the time I start my new training program. It pains me to not be running as much. I mean, I've never been a high mileage runner here for the past 3 or 4 years anyway, but I have a set pattern that I normally do, you know, where I'm running at least 4 to 5 days a week. Not necessarily long runs, but out the door and getting some mileage in. And since the half marathon on the 2nd of October, I've run 3 times. 2 4-mile trail runs and 1 5-mile run around the mountain with my daughter Laura on the pavement. So I haven't been running excessively. And of course, every time I do that, you know, you start thinking about, well, is my fitness going down the drain? What's happening there? And I decided to just put that out of my mind and try to heal up and then start my training program at the end of October and go from there. And hopefully everything will work out. I'm going to try to do Galloway's half marathon training program for, I believe it's for the 1:59 to 2:30 half marathon time. And I'm going to try to stick to doing his cadence drills, acceleration, gliders, race pace stuff, and do it the way he said to do it and see how it comes out. Because even though I was doing his half marathon training program roughly last time, really the only part that was consistent was the run-walk part. I didn't do the workouts he said to do every time he said to do them, and that could be one of the reasons why I'm injured, because I didn't do the harder runs as often as I should have. And when you don't do the harder runs and get your body accustomed to that effort, then when you get in a race and you try to run the race at that effort, you pay for it, and that's what I did. So I'm going to try to be conscientious and do his program the way it's laid out in the book. Yesterday when I ran on the trail, I actually did do the cadence drill and the acceleration gliders. And the cadence drill was kind of fun, because what you're trying to do is count your left foot hitting the ground, and you're going for 30 seconds and you're trying to get fast turnover, and after you do it 30 seconds, then you walk for 30 seconds, and then you do it again, and you try to get a couple of more steps each time that you're doing it. So the first, I did it 3 times, so I didn't, in the book it says 3 to 7, I think. I did it 3, and the first time I did like 51 steps, and I think I did 40 seconds, I don't know. And the second time I did 57 steps, which was a good increase. That was much more than 1 to 2. But the third time, of course, run on the trail, you know, you're going to end up not being consistent. Run on the trail, the third time I did 55, which I was using the 51 as the standard because that was my first one. So I felt like that was a good cadence drill. And each time I run that, I'm going to try to pick it up. I'll probably try to do it more on pavement than on trails, just so it'll be more consistent. The next run I do, which will be tomorrow, is going to start out with a couple of hills. Then after that, I believe it's an easy run. So I'm really not into the program yet, but I'm trying to incorporate some of the drills from the workouts into the running that I'm doing, so that when I do start my program at the end of the month, I'll already be familiar with those drills and know how to do them instead of trying to learn them then. Oh, by the way, I am in my car and I'm headed to the chiropractor once again, get my bones bent or jumped on or whatever, you know. So I'll call it quits for now and talk to you next time.
My show is now on Stitcher. Listen to me on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.